The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And here we go. Really do wish I could tweet before this goes live, but whatever. This is the way the world is right now. So good morning. It is November 2nd. I'm on the East Coast. It is 9:54 a.m. And this is NaNoWriMo Day 2. Yesterday was day one. It was a day of lots and lots of excitement and writing for a lot of people. For me, I had kind of a bad day. It was, I was kind of burnt out from the weekend, so I didn't get much work done until the evening when the whole ADHD deadline kicked in. And suddenly I realized I had three podcasts to post. And when I post podcasts, I have to post them in two different places because I have a Patreon version as well as a feed version. And then I had a meeting. I'm working freelance with somebody on the other side of the world. And so our meetings are their morning, my evening. And I realized, oh, right. I got to finish those words and had to finish posting and start the words. Actually, it was day one. I got about 1,200 words, which I'm pretty happy with. Daniel wants to talk. Good morning, Daniel. What are you doing up so early?
I've been up since 3. I have my morning show at 4 o'clock to 5.
Wow.
Yeah, how are you? I just wanted to pop on before I hop out the front door.
Sure.
So sorry, I had something caught in my throat. Hang on.
Okay. Yeah, Daniel had a 24-hour marathon this weekend to benefit National Mental Health, and I hope it went well.
Went awesome. Went really well. Sorry about that. That works out perfectly when I come on with you. That something goes down my windpipe.
Oh, that's fine.
But
don't worry about me.
What was that? Oh,
no, you're good.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I was just finishing brushing my teeth. I have to go do my 5 miles and run around a bit. And I saw your face pop. I thought, I've been thinking about you the last couple of days. And I just wanted to say, you know, thank you. It was awesome to meet you and talk with you. So I'm glad you're my friend. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I caught a little bit of your event. It was, I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, it went really well. It's mind-blowing that we threw that up in 3 days, and it was attached to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And actually, Dr. Trinity is in the process of dropping off the check there, and it's amazing, you know? Really amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about mental health a lot on this podcast because I try to work against the romantic myth that writers must suffer for their art. And
wow.
I'm like, no, you don't suffer for your art. You get help and then you make art. So try to be open about my mental health issues so other people might have confidence to take care of themselves. So really glad that you were doing what you did.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, I mean, I think of all the giants that, that write amazing works and you and others. And I think, man, what goes through their head when they, I mean, it's got to be lonely at times for hours, days, weeks, right?
Yeah, that's why I do a daily podcast in November because people get really excited about National Novel Writing Month because it's a whole bunch hundreds of thousands of people trying to write 50,000 words in November. But once you get past the excitement and the community aspect, you still got to sit down and write. So I try to post a podcast daily just to say, I'm here, I'm doing it too. And we can do this together.
Man, that is healing, you know? I mean, that's healing, it sounds like.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I thank God you're my friend. I mean, I'm so jazzed about learning from you and just kind of like sitting in your room and just kind of learning, you know. But I mean, it's got to be weeks, months, I mean, years on end. I mean, how long did it write to take? How long did it take to write Carry and Comfort? I think it took like 10 years. And I think that Dan Simmons put in the inside cover or something, you know, to my friends, my family, to my daughter, that he was writing this scary book over 10 years about the monsters and the vampires. I'm like, wow, man, years, right?
Yeah, it can take years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's such a big deal trying to push for 50,000 in November. And that's usually not a full book, but it's a good challenge for amateurs to discover that they can write that much, and it's a good challenge for professionals to jumpstart a project.
Wow. So when somebody is going down the road and they just feel compelled to write, I mean, somebody has to go in eyes wide open, so to speak, and know what they're getting into?
What do you mean? What should they be getting into?
As far as like knowing that there's you know, frustration upon frustration, and there's also glory in there. I guess. Go ahead.
I think pretty much everyone knows. I think they know that there's frustrations and they dream of glory because they you know, it can come. It's pretty awesome when it does, but
yeah.
So,
man, you must come across writers over the years and years and years, are just like, it's like, I need some clarity, some healing.
Yeah. That's pretty much why I do my show, because I'm trying to let people know that pretty much any anxiety that you're going through as a beginning writer, everyone else has too. So a lot of it's emotions and not reality. It's the feeling that you are pretty sure that you're a terrible writer, the feeling that everything you just wrote was awful, you'll never sell anything. Those are all very common feelings.
Wow, that's mind blowing to me. I mean, I could talk to you for ages going, well, why is that? Well, what's happening with that? But I'm going to run out the front door. I just want to say, you know, thank you for your friendship, and Merce, it's really great to see you.
Sure. Thank you for popping on, Daniel. Have a
you're
good
welcome.
Day. Have a good
you
run.
Too now. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon now.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was exciting. That's one of the things I really like about the app is the people can pop on and talk to you. I sat down to write last night, and I got on the Discord, and there were a number of people who were posting their word counts, and someone said, okay, I've got about half my word count done today. And we're cheering them on. And then we all did point out there were like three or four of us, including me, who had not started yet. And we kind of all sat down together on the internet and just started writing. And I was able to get about 1,200 words in about half an hour. So I was pretty happy about that. And it just reminded me that it's just so funny. I work so hard to prep for this, and I think about it pretty much all October. I start thinking about it in September, what I'm going to do on the podcast, how I'm going to support my listeners. And then it's like suddenly November's here, and I got to find time to write, and I got to find time to record. And why didn't I prepare this? But I'm kind of blaming ADHD on that. But it was still good to have people there. I have a Discord for NaNoWriMo people to hang out in. I'm not really sure how to post it. I will have a live show today on Twitch, twitch.tv/MightyMer, where I'll be talking about NaNoWriMo further, and you can get the Discord link if you tune in there. You can also get it on, I think I've got it in one of my show notes on merverse.com. But it's kind of hard to post links here. I got to think about that in the future. But I know it's a little early to be talking about starting late, which is kind of silly to say. But I know a lot of us, we're all looking for the excuse to quit. We are so good at finding the excuse to quit. And I can feel it. I can feel like the little doubt inside me going, oh, but you didn't even do the first day of writing. Come on, Mer. you think you're going to be able to do this again? You're just going to like, you're going to flare out again. You're not going to hit the 50,000 words, and it's going to continue being a joke with you and your podcast audience. So no, I'm going to discuss it on day two, starting late. If you have, you can still do it. Go to pacemaker.press and you can figure out how many words you need to do for the rest of the month to catch up. You can spread out yesterday's words along the whole month. You can try to do a big double day today. I don't know. There are a lot of possibilities. And the thing I'm trying to keep in mind this year, the rule I'm trying to keep in mind is you can skip one day, but do not skip two. And that's the thing I've learned, I've been hearing lately from everything from exercise to eating well to building a habit. It's like, yeah, you can miss a day. Everybody does. But don't miss two, because that tells your brain that it's okay. And so if you completely missed yesterday, definitely try to write today. You can catch up. And if you're already ahead of the game, keep going, because you're probably going to have a day like this later on, and you'll be so happy that you've got that cushion of words. Sorry, I was outside enjoying my coffee and my talk with Daniel, and then the neighbor's dog came out, which stirs my dogs up like nobody's business. So I got one of them inside, the other one, you're still pretty sure she can get through two fences. So, yay dogs and live internet streaming. So we're just talking about National Novel Writing Month, 50,000 words in 1 month, 1,667 words a day. That means by the end of today, day two, you should have 3,333 words. A skill I did not know I could get is I can now count by 1,667 words. Yeah, I can do this because I realize I used to have to look it up, but now I can just fill out the entire month of November and I can go from 1,667 to 3,333. Tomorrow will be 5,000. It's very strange, but I know how to do it now. But this is the Daily NaNoWriMo I Should Be Writing special podcast. I think those are all the right words, but they're said in the wrong order. I should be writing National Novel Writing Month special, something like that. Anyway, I'm going to be doing it live on Wisdom, some in the morning, some in the afternoon, and welcome people to pop on and say hi or tell me about how your quest is going. And today I'm streaming twice because I'm streaming in the afternoon with Twitch. I might turn on Wisdom. I don't know how. Still not sure if that's something I should be doing, because there's the best part about the Wisdom app is bringing somebody on, and I can't do that when I'm streaming to Twitch. I'm sure there are cables and settings I could figure out to make it happen, but I don't have the bandwidth for that right now because I'm trying to do a daily podcast and write a book and do my freelance day job. So something's got to give. It's probably going to be trying to figure out how to stream Wisdom. Would you get in here? Come on. Come. Yeah, there's always that look. Do I act like I know what you're saying yet? I don't think right now I know. I'm going to act like it. I don't think so. Anyway, I got to deal with the dog who's barking at the neighbors, and then I got to get writing. Y'all should too. And remember, end of the day, 3,333 words. If you didn't write yesterday, definitely write today. Small caveat, because I hate absolutes. If you had a plan to write 15,000 words this weekend and then 10,000 words next weekend, because the weekend's all you can write, go by your plan. That whole don't take 2 days off, that doesn't apply. But if you just happen to not get writing yesterday, definitely write today. Just get something down. You can do this. I can do this. I will keep up with, I'll keep you abreast of what I'm doing. And yeah, keep going, because you should be writing.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.